Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Happy 4th of July. That's right. And not only is it 4th of July, it's Ricky Wednesday. And we got to give a big welcome to our girl, Erica Ash, in the building.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back. Well, later in the show, we'll tell you which celebrity is loving her breast implants.
Oh.
And it's not me. Oh. Plus, bikinis and boobs and butts. Oh, my. It's not the 4th without a little bit of bikini, right?
Boom.
So we're going to play a bikini body guessing game, Ricky.
Oh, I think I would love this.
But first, NBA star Steph Curry is winning at life, and you'll never guess why he's winning.
Why? He played basketball?
It's because of his wife. He credits his success to his wife.
Good answer. Big money. Good answer.
Happy life, happy wife.
Mm-hmm. Steph says, being as famous as he is, of course, he gets a lot of yes men around him. But Aisha keeps it 100 all the time, and he appreciates that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey. She be around him every minute, honey, because she know all those strumpets out there love her husband.
I love that you said strumpets.
He's just like Jackie from Basketball Wives.
Yes, ma'am,
don't
baby.
Leave his side.
Yeah, but probably a little bit more, you know, like pull back with it, like a little bit more conservative about it.
Right.
She plays
it off really well.
Yeah.
She's always there.
They've been together since high school.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She really knows him when he didn't have anything.
Yep.
Right.
And so, she holds him accountable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know he appreciates that. He says, my wife is amazingly talented. She's smart. She's confident. She keeps me in check. She makes me better every day. She gives me the right perspective about life, and she challenges me.
Oh, I love it. That's what every man should want.
Because, you know, most men, they know that we're pretty much controlling them at home.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they go into public, they don't want to give us that. Tell people that your wife is your backbone. Tell people that she helps you make better decisions and stuff like that. Like, that's good.
That's how you become president of the United States.
Your wife is your backbone or she got your back?
I'm your backbone.
You're not attracted to no man that don't have no backbone.
But what I'm saying is that she can be your backbone because the world ain't doing them trying to knock you down, baby.
Yeah.
You know, out here in the world, everybody got something against the black man.
Preach.
But the black woman got your back.
You
let us
preach.
Be your backbone.
Oh, Shonda. Oh,
that's
I feel
all I'm
that.
Saying.
I feel that in my spine.
That's what I need.
Spiritually jiggling in my back.
Yes.
Well, moving on. Anna Faris loves her breast implants. Anna admits that she never thought she would get plastic surgery because she always thought of it as caving into the man. But that all changed when she turned 30. She tells Women's Health, I was always a negative A cup, so when I was 30, I was getting a divorce. I had just finished House Bunny, and I'd sold another movie. All these new things were happening to me, so I got my breasts done. It was awesome.
Boom.
There you go.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
I don't like breast implants. I like all natural. I like for a woman's stomach to look like some balled up homework. I'm okay with that.
Did you just say you don't like Coco and Chanel?
I mean, no, those yours are real.
Go ahead and backpedal.
These are aftermarket. They have settled in. They are mine now.
Yeah,
but I too was an A cup.
I didn't know that you had done that. Wow.
Why are you still so baffled?
Huh? Yeah. Because they look natural and I don't...
They do. They look great.
I never flaunt them.
I don't believe you. Let me see.
Yeah, honey.
So, you guys will never guess what reality show Rihanna likes to binge on. Can y'all guess?
Housewives of Atlanta.
No. Vanderpump Rules.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's her show.
Oh, I like Vanderpump Rules, honey.
So Rihanna shared a clip of herself watching Vanderpump Rules and wrote, easily the best clip on TV. Whoever edited this, we're best friends in my head.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes. Now, you know you're a fan of a show when you get into liking the editing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When you know about the editing,
yeah.
too. Yeah, you're right. really into a show.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
The flashbacks, they make a good reality mm-hmm. show, the flashbacks.
I'm still baffled, though, because to me, I would have probably guessed like a Love and Hip Hop of somewhere.
Vanderpump is really young. Excuse, very young. Like, everybody on the show is like early 20s, you know, drinking, enjoying, having fun.
Yeah.
That's the stuff Rihanna. She's young, you
Yeah,
know?
It's a bunch of wild, wild thoughts.
Right. Yeah, right. But Rihanna isn't the only Vanderpump Rules fan. Guess who else likes them?
Who?
Chrissy Teigen.
Really?
She in the past has called it the best show in television history.
Now she's stretching it.
Oh, child. Well, Diddy has recently talked about how much he loves The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hey!
He said he's basically a fanatic, and you can even catch him in some of The Real Housewives of Atlanta chat rooms.
But you know what?
Really?
Now, that's
yeah.
interesting, though, too, though, Poison. Now, he said y'all that NeNe was his favorite, hands down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said that, and he didn't say nothing about you, though. Boy.
He didn't?
No,
you know what?
No,
you
favorite,
and the digs so in the shade. I think I...
Voice is good. Don't
yeah.
throw shade.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
good.
You.
Oh, yeah, right. my co-worker.
And everybody calls me P. Diddy, okay?
Oh, no. So,
thank you. You hear that, Diddy?
I'm Diddy, Diddy.
Okay.
Well, just like Diddy, Jonah Hill loves himself some NeNe as well. He said, I pulled up next to NeNe in a car in Atlanta. We were shooting a movie. I freaked out. I text all of my friends.
Really?
Jonah
really?
Hill.
She's got the, you know what? She's got the Cardi B effect. It's like, you know, she's so...
She's got the NeNe effect. She came before.
That's true. That's true. She's so grounded in who she is.
Right.
She owns it. You know what
she
I mean?
She don't care.
She doesn't, yeah, she doesn't try to, like, doctor like, it up or change anything.
Like, she's a trendsetter with phrases.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And like,
oh,
she
yeah.
says something on Housewives, and that's
they
every
day. They call them the tagline.
Right.
She is truly the black woman that every gay man wants to be.
They want
to
be, yeah, they want to be her friend.
She's the black woman that want to be every gay man.
Nope, I think I said it right.
No,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Maybe both ways?
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll go both ways.
There you go.
He's like, because Gary with the tea, honey, was here before NeNe was okay. ever even a lick.
He was here before
no
television.
Needs.
Forget reality television.
But I still look beautiful.
Isn't it crazy that Jonah Hill freaked out over NeNe? Like, have y'all ever had anybody, other celebrity, freak out over you?
I have.
Who?
I have. My most recent one was the most amazing one. And I don't know if she was doing it to be nice or if it was like a serious, genuine freak out.
Uh-huh.
But I recently met Michelle Obama. And I was taken back to take a picture with her.
Uh-huh.
And when I walked up, she grabbed me and she goes, oh, my God, you are so good. Barack and I love you. We watch the show all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so sorry to fan out like this. And I was like, wait,
oh
wait.
Oh, my gosh, Erica,
right.
that's
yeah.
so awesome.
Right.
Yeah, no, I literally, like, my look on my face was priceless.
Wow.
I'm blowing up the pictures in my house just so I can tell the story because my look is like this.
Well, I feel excited. I know you and she know you.
Yeah. And then I was like, can we have lunch? And she was like, yes. I'm still waiting for that.
What?
It's happening.
DM her.
I love you, Michelle.
Don't get weird.
Right.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Whatevs. me and Shelly. Whatevs.
Blake Lively may be gorgeous today, but believe it or not, the kids at her elementary school didn't think so.
Really?
What? She
right.
got bullied?
So Blake visited the set of Sesame Street and shared a photo of herself with Big Bird, and she wrote, still geeking out. Kids used to make fun of me in elementary school by calling me Big Bird because I was, you know, too tall and had yellow hair.
I can see that.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember somebody calling somebody in my school Big Bird, too.
We had a Big
yeah,
Bird
we
as well.
I think yeah. every school had a Big Bird.
But look at her now.
I know.
Yeah.
Look at her now.
She's one of my favorite celebrities. She's one of the best dressing celebrities. Hair, that beautiful yellow hair y'all talked about, always looks luxurious and shiny.
I want to know where the people are who, like, called her names. Like, what are they doing with their lives? I always wonder about that whenever, you know, a celebrity or somebody.
Somebody blew up and they were bullied in high school.
They ain't doing nothing.
Have you ever been bullied or bullied?
Yes.
And have you ever run into the bully now?
Yes, actually, there was a guy who, in high school, middle school, used to just tease me. His name was Scott. And he used to tease me so bad about my teeth, call me a bunny and a beaver. And look at her, she's so skinny. Look at her legs, flat chest, everything. And then after we got out of school, college, after high school, we ended up dating. And I never let him live it down. We
yeah.
dated for like 3 years.
So what do you say about those bucks even now, huh? Huh? What's my
you
name?
You know what,
what's my
really?
Name? Huh? My skinny leg, look at my leg. What do you think about my legs now, huh?
Yeah.
What flat chest?
Okay. He was all up in that flat chest.
Yes.
Well, I hope you guys wore your losing pants today because we're going to play a game of Choose That Bikini. And y'all know I play hard, so I'm going to win. So just get ready.
Okay.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, when you think of 4th of July, you think of American flag, fireworks, barbecue, and bikinis, right?
Mm-hmm. And baseball, hot dog, and apple pies.
Yes, and hot dogs, Gary. Yeah. You're right. And it doesn't get any more American than playing a friendly game of Guess the Bikini Body.
Yeah. Hey!
So what's going to happen is I'm going to show you a celebrity body with their bikini on, with their head covered up.
Okay.
And you have to guess who it is, so you got to ring your buzzer.
Okay.
So if you can't guess it, I'll give you a clue who the ex is.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
That'll make it a little easier.
Yeah. I got this hands down, y'all.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Porsha.
That is Karrueche.
Karrueche. How do you know?
I know everybody, buddy. I'm a creep.
Wow. You're right.
Oh, wow.
You're right. All right, here's the next one.
Choo-choo.
Who?
Nicole Murphy.
What in the lesbian situation?
They must have gave her the damn answer.
I'm a creep.
What
I'm
in
a creep.
The...
I'm a creep, okay?
How the hell do you know all
these women? Freakishly good.
Oh, no. Let's keep it moving. Number three. Who?
Amber Rose.
Are you kidding me?
With her smaller breasts, not the bigger ones.
Wow.
Well, you know though, but she lives on social media. Huh?
All right, here we go. All right, let's go. Who?
Megan Fox.
Anyone else?
No.
All right, here's the clue. Taylor Kinney.
Who likes David Bowie?
Lady Gaga.
That's Gaga?
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Why don't I know?
Well, the problem was is because she actually has on a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
Usually you see her naked.
All right, here's the next one. Who?
Halle Berry.
Hallelujah.
Halle Berry. I knew that one. I just didn't buzz fast enough.
Porsha Hannis on that buzzer.
She is.
Like,
she's so ready.
All right, here's the next one. Come on.
Britney Spears.
Absolutely.
All right,
here we go. Who?
Oh, that is Mel B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Because she got the mommy makeover. Look at that stomach.
Wait.
I love her. She looks great.
I think I'm going to have to look at this one because this is one of my favorites. Who?
I remember that one.
Gary.
You remember Porsha. That one?
Ronnie,
Bobby, Ricky, Mike.
Rihanna.
Oh, give us a clue.
Common.
Ooh, Serena Williams.
No, she's right.
Serena Williams.
I said it first, Ricky.
Oh,
give
you?
Me my two.
All right, you got two.
Serena Williams.
All right, last one. Winner takes all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who?
I got it.
Well, wait.
Lupita.
Yeah.
Lupita.
And
the take home.
The crown.
Can I have my crown, please?
Yeah. The crown.
Oh, my crown,
this
please.
This is not the one that Porsha had on the Housewives reunion,
King
but it'll
crown.
Do.
No, the hell ain't.
Yeah, honey.
Go ahead with that discount Burger King crown.
Yeah. She shall wear a crown when that trumpet sounds.
And I wore the right blouse and everything.
There you go.
Maybe your hair gonna be green from that fake crown.
Don't have my crown, Porsha.
Racist, because she just saw her skin and said Lupita.
That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. But nobody said you couldn't be racist and win. Look at Trump. What? Wait a minute.
Whoa.
I've said too much.
Oh.
All right, well, go get another hot dog, but hurry up, because after the break, we'll tell you who just admitted to having a small pee-pee.
Ooh, Ricky.
What?
Hey, if they show mine, we'll be on two channels. Two channels. I promise you that.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yes, now Shia LaBeouf, y'all, is telling the world about the size of his penis. Now, while chatting with Jimmy Kimmel, Shia talked about one of his recent art projects in Finland, where he spent a month, y'all, isolated in a cabin, communicating only by text. Now, at some point during the trip, Shia had to be naked around other men and actually found it quite comforting.
What?
Ooh,
why are you smiling so hard, Gary? what do you think he means by that?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Erica. That's what I was wondering.
Because he recently signed up for the same trip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, this is what he said. For a person, y'all, who's not extremely well endowed, who's kind of insecure about my own junk, there's something about sitting naked with a Sami native in a hut getting warm right away before you say hello.
Would you find that same scenario comforting, Gary?
No, ma'am.
Oh, really?
I do not. I would not be naked around a bunch of men.
Now, I don't mind being naked. Like, I will walk around fully nude.
See, we have a spy here called Jeju. Have y'all been to Jeju?
Honey, yes,
honey.
How about one time I was in Jeju with my sister? Mind you, in Jeju, in the spa area where the pool is, you have to be completely naked.
Yeah, it's naked.
It's a rule.
Yeah.
So my sister and I are sitting there like two naked pigs, sitting there and with the light on us. And girls coming out, Portia?
I had to stop going to Jeju.
In your house. I got a masseuse that come to my house and massage me, and she lets herself out because I'm knocked out on the table. And anything I get, I just try.
Yeah, I tried that, Ricky, and she woke my ass up and was like, "You gonna pay me?"
All right, Dennis Rodman wants another shot with Carmen Electra. They were married for just 1 year, from 1998 to 1999.
Yeah.
And Dennis is admitting that he has fond memories of the year that they were together.
I bet he does.
In fact, Dennis was so fond of that year that he'd been willing to do it all over.
She seemed like one of the ones you would date her, and she'd be the one that got away.
Yeah.
I mean, because she's beautiful, she's confident, she's sexy. She's all of that.
Yeah.
Now, he also said that he bumped into her every once in a while, and we don't really talk about our past marriage. Just everyday things. We have a real relationship, and I have that special bond with her.
What's interesting is it's always three sides. So that's his side. Her side is probably like, oh, God, here he comes. Hey, how's the weather?
Right.
That's awesome. Good. And as soon as she walks away, oh, thank God. He didn't ask me out.
But wait a minute now. If you got good sex, man, they'll come back.
Oh, no.
They will come back.
Let me tell you.
I have never had one to not return.
And I have never gone back just because of the sex.
Irritate the hell out of me. Have sex with me.
I'm going to tell you something. The reason why people are coming back to you is because you're buying apartments and stuff for women.
Let me be real.
Look,
the lease is up. The lease
is up. Thank you. That's why they're coming back.
They got to go get their refund.
They're like, listen, you got this month, Ricky.
Well, don't go anywhere because after the break, we'll tell you who thinks Emily Blunt is out of John Krasinski's league.
Dish Nation.
Yes.
Now, we all know that guy who we can't believe he got her. And apparently, John Krasinski is that guy. John Krasinski recently shared the story of an awkward exchange with an airport agent when he went through customs in London. Not only did the airport agent have no idea who he was or the fact that he even starred in The Office, but the agent just couldn't wrap his head around the fact that John was married to Emily Blunt. Mm. John said, he says, who are you visiting here? And I was like, my wife. He says, oh, is she an actress? Would I know her? And I said, I don't know, man. Her name's Emily Blunt. And he goes, you?
Oh, you married
Emily Blunt? Go.
Wow.
I mean, the full dismiss.
Well, I mean, who could marry Emily Blunt and look like they should be with her? She is so pretty.
She's amazing.
Like, she's not your traditional beauty. She's just sultry and sexy. Yeah. And her husband is like this normal looking.
Kind of goofy.
Little geeky looking guy.
Yeah.
You would not picture them together.
But you know what? It's just like saying almost to like you and Ricky. Like, Ricky would be dating out of his league if he dated you because, I mean, he's
what?
Oh, make it. Oh, did
what?
He just make it plain?
Out of my league.
Did he just make it plain? Oh, Lord.
You don't play me like that?
I mean, no.
Out of your league, Ricky? Is that what? Oh, sorry.
I can't have nobody like Portia.
Of course you can.
Not with no lines like, I'm just a nobody.
Okay.
Trying to tell everybody.
About somebody.
Yeah.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.